when money comes too fast. Now imagine people who were lumberjacks yesterday and millionaires today. What do? They build, fast, boldly, sometimes stupidly. The city grows chaotically, aggressively, without breaks. Hotels, theaters, banks. Bradford's oil barons were the rock stars of their era. They built palaces, rode in carriages with personal drivers, threw parties that made the city shake. Some of those houses still stand today. And if walls could talk, they would say, "Here, expensive wine was drunk while oil flowed like a river." At the same time, Bradford was dirty, loud, and very expensive. Forget postcards. The streets were covered in soot and filled with shouting, horses, steam machines, and swearing. Living here was more expensive than in New York. A room, priced like a mansion. Coffee, priced like gold. Why? Because everyone was either rich or hoped to be rich tomorrow. This was a city of people without a backup plan, a city where luck mattered more than anything else. Bradford's stories are stories of sudden rises. This was a time when getting rich overnight was not a metaphor, but a real plan. A person could go to bed an ordinary worker and wake up the owner of an oil well, a millionaire, or bankrupt, because the oil suddenly ran out. All that was not just oil, but luxury. And an important detail, this oil was special, Pennsylvania-grade crude. Clean, high quality, ideal for machines, mechanisms, the future. If Texas is mass production, Bradford was the premium segment.